USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Some say it's a startling admission. President Trump saying that he would probably listen if a foreign government was to offer him dirt on a political opponent. He made the admission in an interview with ABC News.
If somebody called from a country, Norway, we have information on your opponent, I think I'd want to hear it.
You want that kind of interference in our elections?
It's not an interference. They have information. I think I'd take it.
Any Democrats running for the White House and on Capitol Hill slamming the president for saying it, and former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld, who is challenging the president for the GOP nomination, says the president should resign for saying that. Two oil tankers have reportedly been attacked in the Gulf of Oman. Sources telling Reuters the crews were able to evacuate safely. There's no word on who may be responsible. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Captain Obvious, and every day thousands of people book trips on Hotels.com. Trips you will later hate like. What's a hate like? It's when you like Becky's picture of another perfect waterfall, even though you kind of hate it. It's not that you hate Becky, it's that you hate that she's there, and you're at work listening to Lisa talk about her alleged food allergies. Don't hate like Becky's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there, do that, get rewarded.
Oh my gut! We need to talk about something. Constipation, abdominal pain, and bloating. You tell yourself, well, it's not that bad. You take laxatives and modify your diet and exercise routine. But thinking about it all the time is frustrating. This doesn't have to define you. If your constipation comes back again and again and you don't know why, then it may be time to seek help. Go to ohmygut.info where you can learn more about your symptoms and get to know your gut. That's ohmygut.info. ohmygut.info.
Police in the Dominican Republic say the gunman who shot David Ortiz is in custody. They say the gunman was part of a larger group that was offered about $8,000 to kill the former Red Sox slugger. He was ambushed on Sunday night at a bar in his hometown of Santo Domingo. He has since been flown back to Boston, where he's recovering at a hospital. A new bill to protect abortion rights has been signed into law in one state. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Illinois Governor Democrat J.B. Pritzker has signed a bill to expand abortion protections in his state.
Today, we proudly proclaim that in this state, we trust women.
The new law requires insurance coverage for abortions, contraception, and related medical care. It also establishes abortion as a fundamental right for women in Illinois.
The St. Louis Blues win their first Stanley Cup, beating the Bruins 4-1 in Game 7 in Boston last night. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputy shot in a random attack on Monday night has died. Joseph Solano, 50 years old, had been in grave condition ever since a Utah man reportedly shot him in the head as he was awaiting fast food at a Jack in the Box restaurant while off duty. The alleged shooter, Rhett Nelson, is accused of opening fire on a downtown L.A. street and again inside that fast food restaurant. The shootings actually left two people dead, counting the deputy. A bill is now moving through Congress that would permanently extend funding for the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund. The House Judiciary Panel voting unanimously on the bill yesterday. It needs to pass the Congressional Budget Office before it can get a full vote in the House, but it is expected to pass. Tennessee authorities identifying an 18-year-old man who they say was secretly living in the attic of someone's house. Officials say Matthew Castro would sneak out of the attic at night to be with the 14-year-old girl who lived in that house. The girl's mother found the teenager when she came home and spotted him at the top of the stairs. He ran to the girl's room and then disappeared, but police came and found him in the attic, which had a door to the girl's closet. And Ford is now recalling over 1 million Explorers over a suspension issue. It covers model years 2011 through 2017, about 1.2 million SUVs. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.